You crush the cane and boil the juice and make?
Cut the cane and boil the juice?
And make what?
Make molasses.
Okay. And what else?
I eat a sorghum.
Okay. And this is something like molasses, only it's a little bit different. It comes from a maple tree.
Maple syrup.
Okay. What's the difference between syrup and molasses, besides where they come from?
Well, now there are some kind of syrup that they make with corn too. That you know, that's not maple syrup.
Yeah.
But the maple syrup, you have to tap the tree, you see, and draw the water.
Yeah.
And you make a little trough when you tap the tree. Do you know how that's done?
I think I've seen a picture.
Uh-huh.
Well, is one of them thicker than the other? Molasses.
Thicker than the other?
Yeah.
Well, it's just according to who makes it and how they make it. You know, they can boil it down until it's thicker, or they can make it real thin.
Yeah.
Either one, the syrup or the maple syrup either.
What's molasses like usually?
Well, now molasses, you can make them thick or thin. What you call sorghum.
Yeah.
And you can make them so thick you can just wind them up my knee and, you know, like candy. I have made molasses candy many a time. I pull it, you know.
Yeah.
You never did do nothing like that, no.
Uh-huh.
But you can take the molasses and cook them down to real thick, you know.
Yeah.
And put them in a dish, just a little bit in each dish.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get cool enough for you to get a hold of, you grease your hands with butter, and then you take that, you pull.
Yeah.
Just pull them like this and it'll get almost white, you know. And boy, it is delicious. And then let it get hard and you can just crack it off. You know,
does it taste different once it's hard?
Yes, it does. It's different. It's got a different taste from just plain sorghum, you know. Of course, it's got the sorghum taste, but not exactly like that.
Never done anything like that.
Yeah, it's delicious. We used to, you know, on the farm make a lot of molasses and stuff. And I had 9 the children, as I told you, and a neighbor down had 10, and they'd come up, you know, and they'd make molasses and popcorn, and they'd make a sack of molasses and popcorn balls. You know,
yeah.
You'd boil the molasses. You'd eat a couple of popcorn balls. And, well, they'd just have a ton of molasses. And we'd planted peanuts, you know, and they'd hook peanuts and parts and eat them.
Yeah.
But then, we couldn't run the store every time we wanted to. You had to make your own. You couldn't buy it at the store at that time.
Yeah.
They didn't have it.
Sounds like that would be pretty much fun. Okay, you say this isn't imitation maple syrup. It's
homemade maple syrup.
Or you want to say it's real. You say it's
real syrup.
Or gin.
Yeah, it's real syrup. There's nothing in it, but just real syrup.
Yeah, so you say it's
genuine.
Okay. And when sugar wasn't prepackaged, but when it was weighed out of the barrel, you say that sugar was sold in.
In sacks?
Yeah, or in bulk.
In the bulk, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was coming in barrels, used to, you know, and you'd buy just so many pounds.
Yeah.
And they'd put it on scales and weigh it out for you.
Okay. And what do you call the sweet spread that you might put on toast in the morning?
That you put on your toast?
Yeah. You'd have jam or you might have?
Well, we have jam, we have preserve, we have jelly, we have honey.
And what do you have on the table to season food with? You have
salt and pepper.
Okay. And if there were some apples and a child wanted one, he would say, what? There were a bowl of apples and a kid wanted one, he'd say, give
him my apple.
Okay. And you say, don't do it that way, do it.
What?
You say, don't do it that way, do it.
Peel it and fix it for him.
Okay, and you say, if a man has plenty, okay, the opposite of rich is.
What?
The opposite of rich is.
I still don't get the opposite of the bridge.
Okay, if you're not rich, then you're.
You're poor.
Okay. And if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man. Finish that.
Because he worries more about his money than he does his future.
Okay.